Time now to catch up with Jeff from Acela Wines. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning, Peter, and good morning to all your listeners.
And what a lovely day.
It is. It's been absolutely gorgeous here. There was a cool breeze, actually, the last day or two, because the breeze has been coming from the southeast, of course, which is off the ocean, and I guess that far inland here that we can have it. It was quite warm, but you know, when the breeze comes from the west, when she starts to get hot, that's a bit of a scorching wind sometimes, Peter, that comes right off the desert.
So. You'll have to make use of your wonderful swimming pool.
Oh, yes. Well, of course, all those unfortunate enough to have a swimming pool know that it's more work than it's probably worth.
Yeah. You need one of those little, what do they call those things that creep and crawl all around the pool and do it all for you?
Yeah, they don't, but that's the problem. And, of course, we get a lot of trees here, and we get a fair bit of wind, and we're forever emptying the filters, and we have to take the leaves out. I just bought a new head for our vacuum system. The Walker, you know, takes like a week to take half of it out. But, you know, if you get one of those brush vacuum systems, Peter, you can take it out yourself. You got to empty buckets and buckets of leaves, but you basically vacuum the bottom of your pool and take the leaves and everything.
You'll have to get Buddy to walk up and down the side supervising.
Yes, well, Buddy's in purgatory at the moment.
What's he done now?
Buddy's been chasing sheeps and, you know, and knocking them over and chewing them. And so he's in solitary confinement down on the chain.
All right, okay. Well, you're going to have to stop him from doing that.
Well, the lambs are very young is the problem. And so we've got to change his behavior. So I think what we'll do probably is keep him tied up long enough that he'll forget that he was doing it. And then we'll give him a lot better supervision when we put him off. So, and we'll walk him through the sheep a fair bit and make sure that he treats them all very nicely. And hopefully, you know, when he's on parole, Peter, he'll be behaving a little bit better. Not that he's got any problem any other way, but just he suddenly decided that, you know, lambs look pretty tasty.
I don't blame him. There's nothing like a good feed of lamb. I better watch it come in the gate and sneak around them, I think.
Yeah, so anyway, he's only 6 months still, so we have time to modify his behavior, hopefully. So, you know, but we can't have it because, you know, back to having a serious fox problem. We've had young fellows in here that, you know, trying to take foxes at night. They set up video cameras, you know, infrared cameras up there, and they say there are dozens and dozens of them, you know. And it's amazing because the government, of course, supplies the baits. They baited three times last year here, three different months. And, you know, still huge, huge fox problem and of course, the wild pigs, but they don't bother the sheep, the wild pigs. So.
Right. Might have to get some, cut out their supply of Viagra.
Yeah, I think so, Peter. Well, yeah, I think we can mix up some, pills in the mash and feed them.
Probably. Manny, what's happening on the news front? You've been searching out a few things here and there.
Well, except that I thought it was Tuesday today, Peter, so not sure whether I'm missing Monday or Tuesday, but I'm missing one of those days.
Cause, oh, boy.
As we were just chatting before I came on the air, it's actually Wednesday. So,
that's right, yes.
Yeah. Well, we have a long weekend coming up, Peter, and we were actually booked out last weekend and actually during the week last week, but we're booked out this weekend. Accommodation-wise, certainly not wine-tasting-wise, so we're looking forward to having a lot of visitors here this weekend. We've had some great people over the last weekend here tasting and becoming friends of a cellar or not, buying a few bottles, doesn't matter, you know. Once they get here, Peter, and the tree is looking much, much better.
I was about to ask you about the poor old silk tree.
Yeah, it looks lovely.
That's good.
Yeah, well, it hasn't bloomed yet. They're late bloomers, which is kind of surprising, but, you know, they're, but it's got leaves on it now, at least a little bit of leaves. So people are enjoying themselves quite a bit out there. Everything's nice and green because of the rain we've had, although we need more rain, of course. Especially, we were chatting, 37 degrees predicted on Sunday, Peter.
That may undo all the good work of the rain. We don't want that.
No, well, you know what? It's not noticeable. We've had 30 degrees a couple of times, and you wouldn't actually notice it because the days are still quite short. See, in the middle of summer, when you get 35 or 40 degrees, you notice it because it's like 35 degrees by 9 o'clock in the morning. You know, and it stays that way until 9 o'clock at night.
That's right. Now, and speaking of daylight saving, that's current, of course.
Yes.
This weekend.
Yes. So, but what at this time of the year, when you get a little heat, and it's only one day, they're predicting, and they won't be right. They never are.
Oh, that's terrible.
I know, yeah, but the days on either side, you see, are only in the 20s, high 20s, I think. I'm going to double check that. And so to have an aberration, to predict an aberration like that is, you know, is very brave, you know, because it's one thing you could, if you predict 32 or 33, it becomes 36 or 37. But you know, when you predict 37, I've noticed quite a few times that has happened, Peter. So they predict a single very high temperature because they're expecting some type of event. And then that event doesn't occur, and it gets warm, but it doesn't get like that. I'm just going to have another quick look because I didn't look this morning. Now, they've dropped it to 36, but you see, all week it's going to be a 30. Well, no, they say 34 on Friday, but 25 on Saturday. And then 32, 36, 28. So it's still an awful high temperature to predict just for one day.
Mate, you sure you're not reading the lotto numbers there?
Yeah, could be, Peter. But in any case, it's going to be a spectacular weekend. And for those people, Monday's a bit cooler. Oh, no, Monday's the real hot day now. They've moved it from Sunday to Monday.
All right. Are you changing the days around? I'm getting slightly confused.
Yesterday it was Sunday. It was going to be the hot day. Today is Monday.
Yeah, right.
So the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, are going to be very nice. So we expect to have a lot of visitors pop up and see us. Love to see all the people come and visit. You know, they can scold Buddy and check out the lambs. And yeah, have a great day.
Mate, it's marvelous there on the winery because you've not only got a very pleasant place to be, but you've also got a terrific view.
Yes, it's a great view all the way down. You can see, probably you could see a ship if it was clear enough, but no, you can see all the way down to the Broken Back Ranges anyway.
Right.
The ones in the far distance are probably 50 kilometers, and the ones in the close range. Of course, we're surrounded by them here because we've got Woolamai National Park next to us, so we've got parts of the range and the Woolamai Park here. You can see the Broken Back Ranges down there. They're about 20 kilometers away, Peter, and you can see all the way down the valley to them. So it is nice and it's relaxing. And there's no hurry here, Peter. We're one of the few vineyards in the Hunter Valley where you get to sit in a lovely environment while you're doing your wine tasting, and you get served like the VIPs you are.
That's right. Well, there's nothing worse than going somewhere to discover that you get the hurry on thing. Yes, what's yours? Right, you're done next. And you sort of think, hey, wait a minute, I'm a person.
Yeah, well, they have started by Walmart, you know, like 50 years ago. They've got these welcome people meet you at the door, some of the big cellar doors now. And, you know, the question is, are you here to buy? Do you want to taste our range or our vintage range? And you go on this line, you go on that line, you go on that line. And, you know, it's like waiting for a bus ticket. And when you get your chance, you get your couple of wines or whatever it is you're tasting, and then off you go.
Yeah, very impersonal.
Yes. So you don't get that here, Peter. So you get an opportunity to... We actually have a lot of seating outdoors.
Yeah.
As you know. regularly we have about a seating for about 100 people. We don't often have 100 people in that area because, you know, except on some, when we're having a special event or something, and then we might have 1,000 people, but we prepare for that. It's quite relaxing. Lots of people sometimes come and say, gee, we're going to go to the park. Do you mind if we eat our lunch?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, exactly.
And it's lovely, mate, going into the winery. Of course, you've got all that shade there. You've got all the grapes and everything around you. It's a terrific atmosphere.
Well, it is. And our fruit trees, we've got the 42 fruit trees with the marquees amongst the fruit trees. They're about 7 or 8 years old now, so they're getting a little bigger, Peter, and they're starting to look a little, like a little bit like an orchard in there rather than just small trees growing.
Well, that's good, mate, because, you've got an endless supply of fruit.
Yeah. Yeah, so anyway, Peter, I did manage to find a couple of things. And it's good because I'm on a very heavy canned salmon and sardine diet at the moment.
Yum.
I've been tested with a deficiency of calcium. And, of course, canned salmon and canned sardines, of course, are full of semi-dissolved bones, of course. And you eat the bones and everything. And so they're very, very high in calcium. So I've been eating that so I don't have to take quite as much calcium pills. And a big article published September 30th, Peter, again about the omega-3 fish oils. And it's long been known, of course, that fish and omega-3 fish oil supplements are very, very good for you. Remember, we did a story about a year ago. They did a massive study in the United States. I think there were 1 million kids involved in it. And they found that children that eat fish once a week test on average 4.8 IQ points higher than children that don't eat fish.
That's interesting.
Yeah, and that's a serious issue for countries like the United States. I mean, here in Australia, of course, our interior is practically desert, so we all live around the ocean and have better access. But because some of the best land in the United States is where our Stewart Desert is and the Nullarbor Plains and places like that in Australia. And so they don't have access, unless they're buying now frozen fish and that from the supermarkets. So they don't grow up eating fish. They grow up eating meat, and it becomes an issue. So we've always known fish is very, very good for you, and we've always known that fish oils are very good for you. And this is another study that shows lower rates of cardiovascular disease for people that eat fish, or have doses of omega-3 supplements. It's very difficult to take a fish oil supplement, especially one of those ones that's a real oil, like the pure oil that come in a little round capsule, because it tends to give you indigestion. Well, at least me, it did give me indigestion, and gives you bad breath as well. So
wonderful. Look out, buddy, you're going to cop it.
Better to eat the fish, I think, Peter, than take the fish oil by capsule.
I agree with you. I could eat fish. I have a problem with rock seafood, but I could eat fish, and I love fish drowned in lemon. Or surprisingly, you can use lime as well.
Yes. Lemon and lime, very good on fish. You can even use a little bit of vinegar if you like.
I'm not real fond of vinegar.
Yeah, well, in North America, they use vinegar on French fries. So that's the first thing they do when they get fish and chips is they pick up the vinegar bottle.
I've got a friend who does that.
Yeah. It's a North American thing, I think. And of course, that's quickly followed by the ketchup bottle.
Oh, boy. Yeah, well, you see, this friend that likes vinegar, I think he does it for a reason. So I won't eat his chips.
Excuse me, Peter, you caught me. I finally got my morning coffee. We were joking about, I thought it was Tuesday, I didn't have a chance to make my coffee, but an angel, a mercy angel, just delivered it.
That's wonderful. Good morning, Bob.
Yes, she's taken off, but she did it very good. And of course, we've got to have our morning coffees, Peter, as we know that they found that the mitochondria in the blood vessels that feed the heart actually regenerate if you drink enough coffee.
Mm. And of course, tea at night, I believe.
Tea at night, wine with dinner, wine in the daytime is perfect. Of course, green tea related to cardiovascular health and now, of course, to prevention of Alzheimer's. And we joked about that because tea drinkers, they've actually published that study showing that their brain looks different. So, yeah, and they're smarter on average. Their cognitive abilities are much better, people that drink tea compared to people that don't. So if you're not a tea drinker, it's time to have a cup of tea before you go to bed or after dinner.
Yep,
forget
right.
the coffee. Stop the wine and have a nice cup of tea. Green tea, of course, is the better, but the cognitive ability thing, they didn't actually mention whether it was green or black tea, so both types are good for you. So
when I'm out there, I must try green tea. I haven't tried that. Like I said a few weeks ago, it was my first try of sushi, and
yes.
Very nice, thank you.
Yes, well, and here's the interesting thing, of course. We do eat a lot of sushi and sashimi. I particularly like raw fish, I like raw shrimp, I like everything. We eat Japanese a lot when we go back to Canada to visit. We don't have the opportunity here in the Hunter. And generally speaking, the restaurants in Sydney are quite expensive. Wow. And we've talked about that a lot as well, because people don't eat out as much in Australia as they do in North America and Canada, as like the United States. So the restaurants there tend to be full nearly every night of the week, or at least have a good trade. And here they don't, and I empathize with them. They have to make their trade on, you know, Friday and Saturday and Sunday sometimes, most of them. So they have to charge more, and they do. And their labor rates are higher, of course. But we do go out and we eat a lot of sushi. And of course, we're getting our omega-3 there as well, Peter. It's very good for you. But what I was going to say is that the tea those restaurants serve, in the Chinese restaurants and the Japanese restaurants, it's a different quality to what we're able to buy in the supermarkets. I'm always amazed, and we often ask, what type of tea do you use, you know, because it is so good that those restaurants serve. And I'm sure it's, especially imported higher-end type tea that we just don't get. Maybe we can get it in specialty stores, but... I don't mind green tea, but to be honest, I've never found one that we buy out of the supermarket that even comes close to what you get in a nice Japanese or a Chinese restaurant.
Mate, I will try. We have some shops, or one in particular, in a suburb here called Mayfield, and it specializes in Asian food. So I might go and have a chat to them and see what they've got available.
Yeah, because you find one that you like, it is very good for you. And it's not just that we did a few articles over the time, of course. It's got some of the same ingredients as red wine does, green tea. It's good for your cardiovascular disease. We did that program. And the last one we did, of course, it's good for your mind, Peter.
No, right. Well, I can use all the help I can get, I think.
Yeah, so anyway, that's it, Peter. We've... over the 2 years or 3 years, we've talked enough about food that we've modified our own behavior.
Yes. And isn't that incredible when you think about it?
Yes, it's lack of knowledge that's, that stops us all from being healthier. And the changes are subtle, Peter. They're not huge. And, although I was happy that I don't have to restrict my coffee intake now. And as I said, Bob takes 3 shots in the morning, so she gets 3/4 of hers in her first cup. Her cup is obscenely large, Peter.
Well, I don't blame her. There was one of the carers that helps out my next door neighbor arrived with this gigantic, it wasn't a cup, and well, it was a mug, bye-bye. I said, good grief, you got enough supply there for the week.
Yes, well, she's doing the right thing, according to the research, Peter. And it's not just coffee with, the increased heart health. But we did that program where coffee helps stimulate the body to burn brown fat off.
Oh, good.
And that's a problem with people that tend towards obesity, is that we're not supposed to store brown fat anymore, Peter, because we're not hibernating. And that's kind of where it's left over from. When bears and beaver and those types of things, you know, gain 50% of their body weight over spring and summer eating those little berries, I have no idea how they do it. I mean, boy, that's got to be a chore. But anyway, they're, of course, packing on mostly brown fat, and then they burn it off in their cave or in their wood hut, you know, their little, I forget what they call them, the beaver homes, but dams, I guess, a beaver dam we call them, because usually they build it somewhere where it backs up the water.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah.
Man, we got to get some lovely organic wine into people's homes.
Yes, we do, and I see the time has just got away from us. Okay, cellarwines.com.au, Peter, and you can call us here at the Vineyard, mix and match down to a 9-pack, free delivery Australia-wide, but come and see us this weekend.
Which would be very nice, mate. If the weather stays like this, they can sit under the silk tree or those trees in front of your household there where we normally set up the broadcast point.
Yes.
Mate, they are lovely, those trees.
They are. They're big fig trees, Peter. We've got a bit of a flood there at the moment. We're going to have to dig something up, I think. So it's a little damp, the grass, because we've been using the sprinklers for the grass, of course. We have around the house on a sprinkler system, keep it nice and green despite the rain or lack thereof. But, it's great, Peter, and we're looking
forward. I'll bring the flippers.
Yeah, it's not that wet. It's just a little damp.
All right, mate, this is really lovely to talk to you. And, of course, those people should get some of their wine into their household very quickly because it's delicious.
It is that, Peter, and part of a healthy plan for eating and drinking.
Sure, mate. Great to catch up with you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Jeff from Acela Wine, that address, acelawine.com.au. Hey, jump on. Get some now.